Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly sunny skies today, with daytime highs approaching 92. Mainly clear skies again tonight, lows level off around 64. Highs level off around 87. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. Upper 80s, Friday and Saturday, with storms possible both days. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Epic News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Even though it is banned across the state of Kansas, one Kansas State Senator from the Democrat Party says that she's still advocating to try to reverse that ruling and bring back ranked choice voting to the state for another conversation.
The Kansas Democratic Party used ranked choice voting in, I think it was the 2020 presidential preference primary, and even though they say it's complicated, it turns out people seem to understand how to use their ballot.
That was Democrat State Senator Marcy Francisco from the Lawrence area on KSNT News. That comment coming after the Kansas State Legislature ended up passing Senate Bill 6 this year that prohibited the use of ranked-to-choice voting in all Kansas elections. Many legislators voted for the ban, not only because they say it makes the voting process more complicated, but said it would be a higher cost for the state with the updating voting software that would be needed. Mid-America Network News.
Hey folks, this is Zach May, the general manager of the Mid-America Ag Network. I'd like to personally thank each and every one of you for your support over the years, and because of you, we've been the leading ag network for nearly 50 years. With coverage across the state of Kansas and into Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, and Colorado, farmers have relied on us to deliver accurate agriculture reports, news, and sport. With spring here and summer right around the corner, more people are listening to the radio than ever, and we can help deliver your message. Feel free to reach out to me at 316-721-8484 to see what the Mid-America Ag Network can do for your business.
Kansas weather is unpredictable, and if the recent storms have damaged your home, there's only one place to call, Burwell Roofing and Construction. They have been a trusted roofer for over 25 years in the state of Kansas and will help you with any damage by working with your insurance company, giving you an honest and fair estimate, and using quality materials and labor to make sure your house is back to satisfaction. After a storm, there are a lot of roofing companies that come in from out of state looking to make a quick buck at your expense. Don't let that happen. Call Burwell Roofing and Construction today or go online at burwellconstruction.com.
The Tyson Food Company has officially shut down operations of their food production plant based out of Emporia, Kansas, after the announcement of the layoffs recently, with uncertainty on when or if it may open again. Is according to the city manager for the city of Emporia, Trey Cocking, he did release a statement saying, quote, the plant is still owned by Tyson. At this time, I cannot comment on any potential future of the facility. Tyson Food Company did announce the major layoffs at the Emporia facility back in late of 2024, saying that the more than 800 positions at the plant were impacted, with the facility's plan to shut down operations as of February of this year, as the Kansas Department of Commerce did say that they would try to retain hundreds of workers past the closure date. But as of the end of February, only 19 out of the original workforce of 809 were still working at the facility. In other news, it was a bad day over the weekend for two cyclists after a loose trailer tire ended up slamming into two cyclists in Rollins County on U.S. Highway 36, leaving both with serious injuries. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
When you need reliable expert automotive service, call on Dean's Automotive in Marysville and Waterville. From routine maintenance to major repairs, the ASC certified technicians at Dean's get the job done right the first time. Able to calibrate newer vehicle ADAS systems, from blind spot monitoring to automatic braking. Trust over 85 years of experience at Dean's Automotive in Marysville and Waterville. Look them up online or give them a call and stay on the road wherever it takes you.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, we're still a year and a half away from the midterm elections of 2026, but that's not stopping many candidates to jump into races around the nation, including in the state of Nebraska, after Nebraska Secretary of State Bob Evnen officially announced his run for re-election to the office as of Friday last week at the state capitol, talking about his plans and agenda moving forward.
I'm running for re-election so that I can continue to fight for our conservative values and for our Nebraska way of life. I'm proudly pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, pro-family, and pro-Nebraska.
That audio from KSNB Local Channel 4, where Evnen has been serving as Secretary of State since 2019, where he says he's been helping cities grow economic opportunities for Nebraska farmers and ranchers, as well as the work to cut burdensome red tape, is some of the highest achievements that he's had during the past two terms. He went on to say that one of the main focuses he wants to have moving forward is tackling election fraud.
Bad driving habits are hard to break, but good driving habits are easy to form, especially when they can lead to a discount on your auto insurance. With Farm Bureau Financial Services, the safer you drive, the more you save. Drivers like you are saving an average of $321 per vehicle. So, buckle up, learn more, and find an agent at fbfs.com/save. Individual savings results may vary. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday evening. A motion was passed regarding fireworks, which will keep in place sales and shooting hours as in past years. June 27th through July 3rd, daily from 10 to 10, and July 4th and 5th from 10 until midnight. The matter had gone back and forth between Council and the Police and Fire Committee for several months, considering an option to extend the dates. Council voted 6-1 to stay with the hours as in years past. Engineering agreements with CES Construction were approved for the 11th Road and 15th Street storm sewer projects. City Administrator advised plans are to work on 12th Road in July, taking the existing surface back to gravel temporarily, and that 11th Road work should be completed by that time. Council approved a Pony Express Historic Byway designation, which, as proposed, would extend from Donovan County West to Washington County along U.S. 36 Highway and would include five northeast Kansas counties passing through Marysville. Sign-up for swimming pool lessons will open at City Hall with levels 1, 2, and 3 offered June 23rd through the 27th and July 7th through the 11th. $20 per child, 150 slots will be open, also payable at Marysville City Hall. Upwards of 500 bicyclists are passing west-east across U.S. 36 in Kansas and will overnight in Washington tonight. The bicyclists will pass through Marshall County and Marysville eastbound on U.S. 36 Thursday. Ryan Kern with Washington County Economic Development and Travel and Tourism spoke of Washington's selection as a host city.
I think it's a great opportunity for Washington and Washington County to have these people come in. We want to show these bikers what we have in our community and what our community is made up of. And so it just gets our community in the spotlight with them. And we may attract somebody to come back and visit our community. So we want to welcome them with open arms and show them exactly what we do have in Washington and that we have a great community and a great people and just a great quality of life. And we'd love to have them again.
With bicyclists along U.S. 36 today and tomorrow passing through our listening area, caution is advised. Ryan Kern spoke more of the event and Washington's participation as a guest on our public affairs program this past weekend. If you missed the conversation, you can download that podcast at our website, KNDYRadio.com, our social media, and our mobile apps.
Bike Across Kansas selects their route, and then they partner with the communities by utilizing the schools for the bikers to stay at. And then as a town, we try to provide things for them to do. They're asked to bring money to pay for meals and things like that. So it does help the communities that they stay in because you're getting their dollars from outside of from 32 different states participating in the Bike Across Kansas. So that money is coming into our community and our county, which is helping things.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, Brussels sprouts, and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, Swiss steak, baby bakers, asparagus, and berry bliss. KNDY News Time 7:12.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunny and warmer today with our highs in the lower to mid-90s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then staying mostly clear overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Some showers and thunderstorms are possible into Thursday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Then showers and thunderstorms continue throughout Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Slight chance for some rain on Friday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Then some rain may continue throughout Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Sunny on Saturday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s, then partly cloudy throughout Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. Staying sunny throughout Sunday with our highs in the lower 90s, then a slight chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms over Sunday night, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. More rain showers are possible as we head into Monday with our highs in the lower to mid 90s. And more rain Monday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-June 85, record high on this date 106, the average low 63, and the record low 45. Sunset this evening 8:53, sunrise in the morning at 6:01. Warmer start to the day, 65 degrees, sunny skies. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 11th of June. KNDY News Time, 7:14. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
When it comes to taking care of your vehicle, trust the team that treats you like family. Spellmeyer Automotive in Marysville. We're family-owned and operated, proudly serving our community with honest, reliable auto care. From routine oil changes to major repairs, we're the local shop you can count on. At Spellmeyer Automotive, we believe in quality work, fair prices, and treating every customer like a neighbor. Because you are. Family-driven, trust local, and drive confident. With Spellmeyer Automotive in Marysville, your hometown pros, keeping you moving.
Good morning, this is Chris Lewis. WNBA, the New York Liberty, continue to be unstoppable.
Harrison the rebound, again pushing pace for New York.
That was a really good defensive possession by Gardner.
Ionescu connects on a deep three. Ionescu has the last seven for New York. And 21 of the game.
That on ESPN. It was another blowout, Liberty 85-66 over the Sky. They're now 9-0, New York, and they've outscored opponents by 171 points this season. From New York women's hoops to New York baseball, where the Mets walk it off against the Nationals.
Henry Deals. Swinging a line drive right field. Base hit for Jeff McNeil. Acuna rounds third. Hassel's throw to the plate. Acuna races on by. No tag. Ball game. Mets win it again in 10. 5-4 New York over Washington.
That on 880 ESPN New York. That 5-4 win over the Nationals was their sixth walk-off win this season. It's tied for the second most in Major League Baseball behind the Giants. Complete the roundup of New York with the Yankees blowing out the Royals 10-2. The Red Sox squeak past the Rays 3-1 in the game. Roman Anthony has his first career hit, a two-run single in the game. Cubs double the Phillies 8-4. The Padres put it on the Dodgers 11-1. Blue Jays squeak past the Cardinals 10-9. Giants win another one by one run. They beat the Rockies 6-5. It is the Giants' sixth straight win. In that streak, all wins exactly by one run. It ties for the second longest streak in Major League Baseball history.
Pro Paint Days are back at Lowe's, and My Lowe's Pro Rewards members can save even more with limited-time deals. Right now, buy one, get one half off select HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams Primer and Ceiling Paint. Plus, get free same-day delivery to your job site when you order by 2 p.m. Offer valid through 6/13, delivery by 8 p.m., subject to driver availability. Additional terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for details.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery. so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The difference is clear. For nearly half a decade, Blue River Eye Care has been proudly serving our community, helping you see the world more clearly. From routine eye exams to advanced vision care, we're here for your eye health at every stage of life. As we celebrate 5 years of service, we want to say thank you to our wonderful patients for trusting us with your vision. Your smiles and satisfaction keep us inspired every day. Haven't had your eye exam yet this year? Come see me, Dr. Lowell, or Dr. Olson at Blue River Eye Care. Schedule your appointment today and celebrate clearer, brighter vision. Call us at 785-562-2631 or schedule online at blueevereyecare.com.
Don't wait around to book catering for your next event. Whether it be a wedding, family, or company get-together, let Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville serve you. Pulled pork, honeyed hams, roast beef, whatever makes your taste buds happy. Dates are filling fast, so contact Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville, your catering headquarters.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. It's not a done deal yet, but delegations from the U.S. and China say they have a framework for an agreement to get a trade truce back on track. It comes at the end of 2 days of negotiations in London. The prospect of a ceasefire in the back-and-forth tariffs boosted investor sentiment Tuesday. The Dow Jones yesterday rose 105 points to close at 42,867. The S&P added 0.5%. The NASDAQ composite gained 0.6%. The war of words between President Trump and one-time ally Elon Musk has cooled, and that helped shares in Musk's electric car company yesterday. Tesla finished up nearly 6% Tuesday at $326.09, about $6 below the pre-feud price. A whole lot of people want a game on the go. Nintendo says it sold more than 3.5 million of its new Switch 2 handheld consoles in the 4 days since its launch. That's the best ever for any Nintendo device. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Grab deals that only come around once a year because the Father's Day boot sale is back at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, June 12th through the 15th. 20% off all in-stock leather boots and shoes from your favorite brands like Ariat, Twisted X, Durango, Keen, and more. Grab a pair for dad and one for yourself with these savings. 20% off all, yes, all in-stock leather boots and shoes. June 12th through the 15th, only at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Good Wednesday morning to you all. Markets opening up for the third day of the trading week here in just a little bit. Taking a look at some of the numbers that closed out the trading day yesterday. The grains market had a struggle all day. We see mostly negative numbers in there. The seeds market, kind of a different story. Those are mixed across the board. And the livestock, despite having a slow start yesterday, those numbers ended up in the green towards the end of the trading day. We'll see what these markets have in store for us on a Wednesday. Market report brought to you by Double T Livestock. Whether your herd is big or small, call Troy at 620-491-3312 to sell them all. That's Double T Livestock. In the corn market, looking at the closing numbers from yesterday, July corn up 5.25 pennies at 438.75. September corn finished up 3.25 pennies at 425.5. Kansas City wheat for July down large, 10.25 pennies at 527.25. September KC wheat, same story, down 10.25 at 540 even. In the oats market, July oats closed 10.25 pennies down at 370 even. September oats finished 5.25 pennies down at 371.25. Over in the bean market, July soybeans up 1.75 pennies at 10.57.75. August soybeans up 1.75 pennies as well at 10.49.5. Soybean meal for July finished up 40 cents at 295.90. August soybean meal up 20 cents at 299.40. And soybean oil for July also in the green up 41 pennies at 47.79. August soybean oil up 39 pennies at 47.96. And in the canola market, July canola down 80 pennies at 709.20. November canola down $2.70 at 691.20. In the cotton market, July cotton down 57 pennies at 65.42, while December cotton also in the red down 64 pennies at 67.71.
If you're expanding or replacing herd bulls, Leuenberger in Waterville has quality Sim Angus cross bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. With calving ease and strong growth characteristics, these yearlings warrant your attention. Call Lewin Burger at Waterville today, 785-268-0647.
Your next car search ends at Crown Over Auto Sales in Marysville. This is Andrew Crown Over, and we vow to offer the largest selection of vehicles with the lowest prices in the area. But our commitment to satisfaction doesn't stop there, with service to all the vehicles you own. For outstanding selection, unmatched prices, and reliable service, call on Crown Over Auto Sales in Marysville or online at crownoverautosales.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Madeline Drake. As temperatures rise in the spring, people are more likely to spot termite and ant swarms around their yard and buildings. K-State crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth explains the environmental conditions that lead to these seasonal sightings.
Ants and termites generally swarm about the same time due to about the same conditions. In general, anytime we get warm spring rains or high humidity, I start getting calls about ant and termite swarms. They can actually start swarming. I've seen them in late February through March, April, and into May. Now, I'm talking about the primary swarm of an ant or a termite colony. We can get secondary swarms in the summer or in the fall, but those are generally a lot smaller. A lot of times people don't even hardly notice those.
Whitworth provides tips on identifying ants and termites.
The question that I always get is, how do you tell the difference? It's very important to know the difference, because to get a termite treatment, we really recommend you get a professional pest control operator or pest control company. Ants, on the other hand, a lot of times you can do it yourself. The swarmer termite, the winged reproductive termite, has a body that's more cigar-shaped. Reproductive ant has a body that has a very constricted or restricted waist, a very noticeable waist. So that's one easily distinguishable difference between ants and termites. The second, if they still have their wings on, the termites have four wings of equal size. The ants have four wings also, but the front pair is a lot larger than the hind pair. The third distinguishing characteristic is really easily seen, and that is the termite has antennae that come out from the head and they go straight out. The ant, they have antennae that we call are elbowed. They come out from the head and they go up at a 90-degree angle.
He continues discussing the life cycle of termites and why they start moving around.
The swarm is actually when they're dispersing from the old colony, the old nest site, looking for a new place to start a colony. So that's what you want to do. You want to make sure if you see the swarm, you want to note that there's a colony there, an existing colony. They've been there for 3 or 4 years. They don't just swarm every year. It takes a while for them to build up to enough to actually kick out some more reproductives to go look for another place to start a nesting site.
That was K-State crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth detailing what to know about ant and termite swarms. Learn more at www.entomology.ksu.edu. I'm Madeline Drake, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Marysville Livestock Incorporated will have a sale Thursday this week, June 12th. They have around 850 head of early consignments and more still to come. They include 20 bred 3 to 7 year old black baldy cows, 4 to 6 months bred to black Angus bull, 12 bred black cows and heifers, 6 to 8 months bred black, 1 crossbred cow calf pair, 3 black yearling bulls, semen check, they have papers, plus a number of black steers and heifers, crossbred steers, fed cows as well. At tomorrow's sale, that is Thursday, June 12th, at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. By the way, they're on the summer schedule with sales every other Thursday.
Fresh corn on the cob is one of summertime's greatest pleasures. Corn silk in your teeth can be one of its biggest pains. Some tips for dealing with that superfluous string next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, June 11th, the 162nd day of the year. Actor and director Gene Wilder was born on this day, and June's full strawberry moon shines tonight. It seems like everyone has a surefire trick for removing silk from corn on the cob. Here's a few you might put to the test. Scrubbing the ear with a toothbrush works for many people. There's also the rubber band trick, twisting a rubber band between your fingers and scrubbing along the length of the ear. And here's a microwave method that we've seen work wonders. Cut an unhusked ear at the stalk end just above the first row of kernels. Microwave for about 30 seconds. Then, grasping the husk and silk at the uncut end, shake until the ear slips out completely silk-free. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal advice at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, 69 degrees this hour. More typical of recent highs, which have been on the milder to unseasonably milder side. Going to feel like summer today, though. The warm-up trend continues with highs approaching the middle 90s, then around 90 Thursday into Friday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It's game number two for the Kansas City Royals at home at Kauffman Stadium, taking on the New York Yankees after last night's game. Kansas City is back home at Kauffman Stadium after their two-game series on the road against the Chicago White Sox, where they ended up going 1-1 for the series. As right now, Kansas City is still one game behind the Cleveland Guardians, battling for that number three slot in the American League Central. Right now, with a current record of 34-32, the Guardians at 34-31. Kansas City is taking on the Yankees tonight and tomorrow before starting their three-game series on Friday and going into the weekend, still at home at Kauffman Stadium against the Athletics. That first pitch on Friday night at 7:10. In college baseball, preliminaries for the College World Series of 2025 starts up on Friday this week, going in all through next week with the championship next weekend, all of it happening in Omaha, Nebraska. Both the Kansas Jayhawks and the Kansas State Wildcats are done for the season. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Calling all K-State fans, single-game tickets for all six home football games of the 2025 season will be on sale at 5 p.m. Tuesday, June 17th. Mark your calendars and make plans to secure a seat as the Cats build on last season's 9-win campaign and Rate Bowl victory. This year's schedule features matchups with North Dakota, Army, UCF, TCU, Texas Tech, and Colorado. To stay up to date with this and all things K-State athletics, download the K-State Sports app. And we'll see you in the Ville this fall.
Relive every exciting moment of the Division II 8-Man All-Star Game from Beloit by checking out the KNDY Sports Rewind, available at sunflowerstateradio.com and on Facebook. From the Frankfurt trio of Lane Loizzo, Carter Olson, and Trent Hardin, the reigning state champs Axel Eagles with Dalton Heinen, Rylan Bussing, and Eli Brockschman, for Blue Valley's Landon Sump, listen back to your favorite player or team by checking out sunflowerstateradio.com, clicking on the Sports tab, then KNDY Sports Rewind.
KNDY.